The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody. Well, hell, here we are again. Welcome back to the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And this is episode 69.
Everybody's favorite number.
Yeah, flip it.
Now, are you the six or the nine?
Well...
I'll let you choose.
I don't mean to brag.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yep. Hey, little story on that.
What's that?
Real quick, since we're talking about that. My lover, I ordered her a stuffed animal that goes in her car. Mm-hmm. She has an Equinox that is green. It's a really sharp color of green. I've seen some, but I haven't seen too many of them. And she has named this vehicle Oscar, as in like Oscar the Grouch. So I thought, okay, I ordered her a stuffed animal to go in the dashboard because she likes to do that sort of shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I ordered it from Amazon, it had the dimensions of it, and it said it was 5.5 inches.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. That's
huge.
Wait. I'm like, that'll be cool. It'll set up in the dash, and, you know, we can Velcro it if we need to or whatever, and it won't be in the way. We get this motherfucker. I get it. I was like, oh shit, this showed up, and I opened the box and I pulled out, and I'm like, I feel so much better about myself right now because this motherfucker is teeny. That means I'm in the conversation. If that's 5.5 inches, let me pull out my yep.
Were you measuring it out?
I'm in the conversation. Hope nobody walks in.
I have to Velcro myself down to the dash to keep it flopping, man. Everywhere.
Oh shit. Well, we have made it to episode 69. Believe it or not, that is absolutely amazing. And we had to I told everybody on Facebook we had to call an audible because we were going to do an interview with the Boomer Bunker podcast. Mm-hmm. That kind of went the way of the shit storm.
Yes, it did. Unfortunately,
we had some major technical fucking issues. So we're going to, we kind of called an audible and punting the ball, and we're doing open lines tonight. So hopefully we get some interaction. We do have one bit of interaction that will not come in the way of a phone call.
And what would that be?
Well, it is coming from, as somebody once put it, the asshole of the earth.
Where would that be? I have no idea who would say such a thing.
That would be the Alonzo. Said that about Australia. This is not my fucking deal. This is Sam saying this, not me. So we have a voice message already prepared from Dumpy. So after that, we will get directly into the phone calls, and we'll see how things go. Pay attention. We got a new ringtone.
Yeah, it's what's the word for it? It's apropos.
It has somewhat of an international flair.
Well, it does. Yes.
So anyway, let's hear from Dumpy, and we will get to the calls.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Jay. Stumpy here.
G'day.
I got a yarn that some of yous out there could probably relate to. This goes back to when I was working away. So I used to be away from home 2 weeks. It'd be like 2 weeks at work, and then come home for a week, and then back for another two. Anyway, it's summertime, and fuck it, it's pretty hot out there. And I've come home and I've probably been a little bit dehydrated and whatnot.
Oh, boy.
And Mrs. waits for it to be, you know, nice and fucking sound at home and come with me, cunty, into bed.
And come get out of there.
And end up screaming me fucking head off and I've got cramp right in the back of my fucking hamstring and
yep.
It's shooting down to my calf and my legs, it's closed up and I can't fucking open it.
That damn
I've
hammy.
I'm soft as a fucking pensioner's turd by this stage. I'm hopping around, I'm massaging me fucking back of me leg and into me calf and the pain sort of goes and I thought, right, we'll have another crack at this. So not long into it and I could feel it and all of a sudden my leg snapped back. And it just grabbed, and I couldn't straighten it. And I'm fucking hobbling around on one leg, and I've had to sit down on the carpet and
get
the missus to grab me ankle and pull me fucking leg out. And I'm rubbing and rubbing and screaming me fucking head off. By this stage, the last thing that I'm thinking is a fuck. You know, I just heard this thing away from me fucking mind.
Oh,
anyway,
shit.
We finally get the leg out straight, and I'm rubbing it. I'm fucking in a white sweat. it's a fucking horrible feeling. And I've got up and started walking around and I thought, fuck, I've done some damage here. And
God.
I went back to work and still fucking hobbled around and I'd torn the back of the hamstring.
Oh, shit.
Straight
oh,
down
my
the leg.
God.
The leg just got cramped up. And I was on the, must have been a good 4 or 6 weeks before that come good.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Yeah, as soon as I know that feeling comes on, if you feel like you're getting a cramp, fuck, stop straight away and stretch it. Don't wait until it cramps up and
God.
You learn your lessons, don't you? Anyway, that's an injury I've had. I'm sure some people out there have had the same sort of thing. But, anyway, cheerio, all the best.
Thanks, Dumpy.
Shit.
Son of a bitch.
You had to go to rehab just for that piece of ass.
Dude, I honestly, I've never had anything. I was racking my brain after we thought, after you came up with this subject, that I'm like, has there anything that's really that kind of shit? Hasn't happened to me really. I've had like
me either.
Doesn't your hand cramp?
I was still quite young last time I had to deal with anything
that. I was your hand. You get the old carpal tunnel,
arthritis.
But real quick, one thing that has happened to me as I've gotten older, and this is one of those things that I would have been petrified had I been with. An occasional lover, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Or a new situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to come as a shock to anybody who's ever listened to this show.
Oh, no.
But I have on occasion.
No.
Not shit.
Okay.
But farted. And I mean, I'll say this. I said I would never say this. There was a time not many, many years ago, but it's been a handful of fucking years ago. Mm-hmm. This is, I would like everybody to know, this was pre-lover. So I'll just throw this out here because I don't want to throw shade on her at all. There was a time, this was during my whole, discovering myself.
Right.
That I hooked up with a friend.
Uh-huh.
Friend was a little older than me.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't quite with a walker or anything like that, but we got ourselves in a situation just like the number of this particular episode of the podcast. And bless her heart.
Wow. Wow.
She had the throes of whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, everything let loose. You're going to be okay over there?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Trying.
Thankfully, it was all gas.
For once.
Because had it been anything else, it would have been the first story I told on this show. But yeah, I got.
Wow.
Didn't get pink eye.
No, yeah, you didn't for a change.
But it happened to me. But thing is, that has happened to where I have been the one crop dusting somebody inadvertently, not necessarily in that position that you're in the middle of it, and you're like, oh god damn, I'm gonna do what I can do, and I throw her into all six positions that I know before I come, and try to get it all going, and everything. And as you're switching positions, you're like,
strain myself a little bit there, huh?
And then you go, boy, I hope she didn't hear that. And it's like, you don't want to say anything because you don't want to ruin the moment, but at the same time, you're like,
she had to have heard that.
Please don't stink. Please don't stink. Yeah. Please don't stink. And then the girls have the whole, oh, she's pissy fart. Oh god.
Right.
No, I don't have one of those. This come out of my ass.
I didn't feel that. That wasn't no damn pussy fart.
Oh my god.
Now here's the question.
Yes.
In the moments directly after said expulsion.
Yes.
What happened? I mean, was there just
like you still go on with it. It's like it never happened.
Never happened.
Yep.
Never happened. Didn't like pause.
No,
Because
to me, it's like
if she didn't hold her breath.
It's kind of like if you get up in the middle of the night and you got to pee, and you're like sleeping really good, and you got I got to pee, and you get up and try to piss without opening your eyes or turning on any light because you're like, I'm gonna go right back to sleep. It's the same thing that you're like, I'm gonna come. We'll talk about this later. I'm gonna come. Don't even don't sell it at all. It didn't happen. You didn't hear nothing. Right. Just get after it.
You must have lost your mind.
And then afterwards, when you're laying
there, crazy.
Then you're laying there all sticky, sweating, going, "Whoo, that was the best I ever fucking had." Sorry, I almost shit myself. Hello, this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
The Duchess.
Good evening,
the Duchess.
Good evening.
The Duchess from?
The Duchess of New Jersey.
The Duchess from New Jersey, and she is also a co-host of a podcast, and its name is?
The Boomer Bunker.
Yes.
With John Jimenez.
And we were supposed to... This was actually supposed to be a kind of a dual interview thing that we were going to do tonight with you guys. But since we live in the asshole of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. It's totally the fault of everything here and not yours.
No, fuck no. No.
What take are we on right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. We did it the last time.
It was all Sam's fault for fucking around. He just got his ass set down. Everything would have been just fine, but no.
This is what we do. We argue and bitch at each other.
Like two little ladies. It's great.
Yeah, that's what we do. So anyway, darling, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. I'm finally relaxing. I've had a little bit of a hectic, busy day, which is good. And then finally settled down for the evening and said, well, I have to call in.
Well.
I was wondering if she's feeling a little naughty.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
See how clever that was?
Yeah.
You want to fix that over there?
Yeah. Hey, shut up. I'm working on it.
Fix that.
Here's an idea. Don't talk as loud.
Well.
I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's almost spooky. Don't do that.
Sam gets off on creeping.
It shows me its face.
We said that it would be sex and senility. So we're not taking any assumptions of anybody's age.
No.
It's our age, but we found out we generally have an audience that is in the neighborhood of our age. So it's not really senility as much as it is just like things change when you're not 20 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do.
I think this idea really bounced into my head because we were just sitting around talking about all the aches and pains that we had.
I thought,
we are to that point where we probably got to do a little warm-up exercise before.
Well,
stretching is very important.
Calisthenics.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I've always said this. I don't care what kind of shape I'm in. If I'm dead, you can dig me up.
And fuck you anyway. And
fuck me anyway. I'll be fine. That's yeah. Let's fuck a corpse.
Necrophilia.
Well, the bonus is they were not talking back. So.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you things will be rigid.
If they do talk back, boy.
You better run.
Yeah, you might want to get up and leave. Once you get off, of course.
So do you?
Well, you have to finish. I mean, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Damn, that's a given.
So I kind of backed up a little bit. What do you, tell us a little bit about your podcast. That way we don't skip over that because John, I think, is mad.
No.
Yeah, no. Well, he's not mad. He just, We tried to have
Does
a
anyone
show.
Care?
No, I mean, I was trying to act like I did. Thanks for fucking that up. I thought I was acting like I cared, but I don't. But I tell you off the air, I don't give a fuck. But when she's here, I'll be like, oh, yeah, we care.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to put on my acting.
So concerned. Oh, my.
So if you were going to describe your podcast to our listeners, what would you tell them?
Okay, well, I guess it's so it's John and I. John's slightly older. He's the boomer of the boomer bunker.
Yeah, let's.
I'm more of the. Yes, he's a tad older.
Yeah, yeah, he's an old bastard. Yeah, go ahead.
He tends to be a little. I don't want to say grumpy, but he's very rigid and fixed in some of his ways. Although I have been able to,
soften him up a little
maneuver
bit.
Maneuver some of. Yeah, I think so. Previously, there was another gentleman on, and they were partners for quite a while. And about last year, I was a fan of John's and Bob's, and I would listen and comment and participate. And John and I would message occasionally, and he'd said, you have a good voice, you should jump on. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, blah, blah. And then one day, Bob was unable to make it, and John was bummed. He didn't want to cancel. And I said, oh, as a joke, I was like, well, I'll do it. And he goes, okay, here's what we're going to do. And so I ended up kind of doing a guest spot and then kind of got hooked in ever since. So I've been only podcasting about a year, and the podcast is it's changed slightly, but it's still slightly political. We talk about current events. It's not as political as it used to be. I think I've softened that up as well.
You guys live stream on Facebook or on on Twitter and everything.
Almost all the platforms. Yeah.
And I, when you do your shows on Thursdays, I try, if I'm off work or whatever, I try to listen and then he will see me, show up in the stream and he's like, well, there's the TNA podcast. There's Jason and, they don't want me on there because I talk politics. And I made a comment the last time. I actually said something quasi political. I was like, okay, fucker, here you go. You don't think I won't? Here I will. I'm on your show now. Yeah, I'll totally do it. But where you get into current events is, unfortunately, it has to be political.
Oh, everything is.
Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter which side of the coin you're on. With us, we have stayed away from that. But if we ever did do a spot on your show, I would probably, take the gag ball out of Sam's mouth for just,
Only if you want to, Sam.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, good luck with that.
He's a good boy. But I would say him and John would be a hoot because they are aligned. I'll put it to you that
similar.
Way. Yeah. They're aligned, and I am too. But I don't show my cards.
Well, I understand that politics is tough, and I feel like it's as it gets more and more things just get more and more volatile with the news and happenings and current events. It doesn't take much to get people like all sparked up and angry. It's not, sometimes it's hard to even have a discussion with someone. So, I mean, while we do have, our views, John's not too bad. He seems, I don't want to speak for him, but he seems, I want to say he's probably a little more libertarian than like just, you know, anti everything or just, you know, like MAGA. Like that's not really him. Right. It's also the show. There's, I mean, there's things that are just, you know, the magic of the show and then what it really is. There's a little bit of play here and there, but, but you know,
I love the way when we tried to do the test interview last week, he kind of like, I was like, hey, John, I had the camera. I'm like, here's my stuff. And then he's like, here's my stuff. And I'm like, holy shit. I make no money off this son of a bitch. I'm not buying all that.
You're talking about your penis right now.
No. No.
Is it sure sounds like it?
Oh, well,
you guys were comparing junk.
We're trying to show off our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff.
Well, John does that for a living. Like that's his. He's been doing this for about 12 years.
Yeah. And so the way you guys do that and the way you're able to incorporate, you know, YouTube videos or video clips or whatever live while you're doing this stuff. This is stuff that Sam and I are just dipping our toes in here and they're going, I wonder why that won't fucking work. So it's trial and error. To see that is pretty cool. But his way of editing stuff and putting the show together is awesome.
Yeah.
And
he's very talented. I'm very lucky to work with John because I don't know. I mean, I'm learning little bits, but I don't have the same equipment he does, but he has such a handle on it and can do this in his sleep practically. So he sets me up. He really does. He does a lot of the heavy lift for me, for the show. He really does a lot of that. I kind of do more of the social media and the, like maybe the reels and things like that. I try to handle that. Cause that's not his, he's like, I'm really not good at that. I was like, well, I'll help with that. Let me do something, you know?
Man, isn't that
here we go?
Isn't that refreshing?
As soon as she said it, I went, fuck, here we go.
It's just so refreshing for somebody to be like, hey, what can I do? Let me help you.
I have a question for Sam.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Sam, is Jason perhaps a little bit of a control freak?
Oh, a little bit. Well,
fucking go.
I don't want to show my cards or anything like that. But he's what's the word that we typically use for you?
Awesome.
That's not the one. Mm. No, he's very picky about certain things and whatnot, which is good.
Understood. Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing though, because otherwise we'd sound like hammered dog shit.
Thank you for seeing that. It's taken 69 episodes. This might turn into hammered dog shit. Okay, let's see. 68. I think I finally got a decent grasp on the audio end of this. The audio that we usually, that's one thing we get from a lot of people that will say, you guys sound good as far as your audio goes. Not necessarily the content of what you're doing, but your audio sounds really good. Well, thanks.
I love your content. I think it's great. I enjoy your show.
We talk about poop and pussy. That's what we talk about.
It makes me laugh. And that's, you know what? That's what I'm looking for.
And there's the John saying, they don't want to, you know, he don't want to hear the politics. No, we started this strictly because we wanted to, because I wanted to do a podcast. And I'm like, Sam, you're going to do this fucking podcast with me. And he's like, you go fuck yourself. I'm not doing that. I don't want to hear myself. And the first couple of times, especially getting him with a set of headphones on and putting a microphone in front of him.
Oh, God, torture.
It was awful. It was like pulling teeth. So I tell everybody, it's like, don't listen to the first episode. Although you get the helicopter story, don't listen to the first episode because it sucks.
That was a great story, by the way.
All true. This is the bad part. We don't make any of this shit up. This stuff really happened to us. If I could go back and change some of it for myself, I don't know, like shitting myself in a Walmart in Charlotte, South Carolina, I would change it in a heartbeat.
But I
know you wouldn't. But when we started doing this, we thought, let's just make people laugh.
Yeah. That was the whole idea.
It really didn't. If you listen to it now, even in the first 10 episodes, we didn't think we were going to become as sex driven as we are, but it has turned into that just simply.
Shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. We still wanted to do pseudo comedy, but we wanted to be legit. But the one thing that we agreed on was politics and religion don't really have a place, you know, especially if you're doing the comedy. Sam will still bring it up to me, and I'm always the one that's like, nope.
Because control freak.
It's not even being a control freak. I'm sorry. Being the fact that if you cross a line, you're trying to build an audience, okay? And you know, that. But when you start out, you are you're trying to build that audience. If you start out and say, okay, this is a political podcast, you're going to have that audience drawn to you.
Yep.
If you start off and say, we're a podcast about nothing and we're comedy, if you go 10 episodes, 20 episodes, 100 episodes in, and all of a sudden you say, well, go Joe, you're going to lose potentially half of your audience, potentially, when they go, if I want to hear this shit, I will listen to a political podcast, or I will turn on the fucking news. There's so many options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And people are looking for almost, like with you guys, it's great because it's I'll say it's an escape. I'm not listening to current events. I'm not listening to the news. I'm not, you know, debating my young, you know, Gen Z daughters with their opinions and things like that. But it's nice to just relax and laugh. And you guys absolutely make me do that. And I have to tell you, Sam, that story you told about when you had to chase your dog and then you got clotheslined. And I actually wound that back about, I wound it back to listen to it again because I was stuck in traffic and I laughed so hard. I had tears running down my face.
Yes.
That was a great, and the fact that you guys tell these stories like so authentically, I'm astounded you have these many stories.
I was reliving that moment.
Yeah,
you
didn't see him while he was telling it.
Oh yeah, I was totally reliving that son of a bitch.
I had dog shit in my hair.
Oh yeah, man, it was bad. It was so bad. Was like, fuck that dog.
And people don't realize this. Sam, at one time, everybody sees me. I'm the hippie, whatever. Oh, yeah. At one time, Sam had hair to his ass, literally.
Incredible.
And he had
very 80s there.
He had, and it was a classic because it was all fucking business in the front.
Yeah,
and it was a fucking big time party in the back.
Billy Ray would have bowed to me.
Yeah.
He's been proud of you. Well, is your picture next to the mullet?
No, it should be. I defined that fucker.
Oh, well, my dear, we're going to try to limit everybody. We gave you a little bit extra time because we really like
you. Yeah.
But
thank you, gentlemen.
Would you happen to have anything you would like to add on the whole sex and senility thing? You know?
Well, I did not come prepared for that story, but all I can say is I'll just stress the importance of a good stretch.
Mm. Uh-huh. What kind of stretch would that be?
I knew that.
Anything that loosens up the hamstrings, for sure.
Oh, hamstrings. Loosen
up them hammies.
And let me tell you, if you've ever had a cat like that calf cramp, that Charlie horse that just gets you. Yeah. That's not real romantic in the throes of things. So just leave it at that.
Mood killer.
You push through it.
Soldier on, yes, damn it.
Push through it. All right, Duchess, we will be talking to you, I'm sure, down the road somewhere. And John, if you're listening to this, this was called bait.
I thought you were going to tell him to go fuck himself.
And go fuck yourself.
There we go.
I want to do a little plug for John. He enjoys you guys, so don't. I think he enjoys busting your chops.
Notice she said little plug.
Yeah, little. Everybody,
I've got to stick up for my co-host too.
Everybody go check out the Boomer Bunker podcast and listen to the Duchess and John. And they're quite entertaining.
They are. They're a damn good time.
We will talk to you later, my dear.
Absolutely. Have a good night, gentlemen.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll hold you. I'll hold you. I'll hold you. He loves you long time.
this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
I was trying to call a couple of perverts. I guess I found them.
Well,
hey, Sam. Hey, Jason.
Hey. Howdy, howdy. I tell you what, Brock, you found them, but yeah. The dumb fuck in charge of the phone hit the red button instead of the green button when you called.
The technical gizzard.
Hell, you know, shit happens.
That's right. Yep,
the gizzard strikes
technology.
Again.
How are things going, Brock?
Oh, not too bad. Just hanging out, enjoying a nice quiet Sunday. What are y'all up to? Any good stories yet?
No, we basically rambled on with the Duchess from the Boomer Bunker podcast. She just said that you need to stretch really well before you have the old sex. As far as the whole sex and senility thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you probably got to have one.
Yeah, you got a pregame routine down there?
Well, I've got a pregame routine, but I've got a good senility story.
Oh, okay.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so right after I got married to my first wife, my parents moved next door to my grandparents. And my brother called me one morning. He said, I'm going to kick your ass for moving out of this house. I said, what happened? Well, my granddad was in his 90s. Grandma's in her 70s. He liked them young at the time, but she wasn't then. Anyway, he got a little boner.
So
he decided,
like Sam.
So he decided he wanted to, do the deed. My grandmother let him. And in all the excitement, he passed out.
Oh.
You know, 200-pound man on a little frail 120-pound woman.
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
And the best thing my grandmother could do was knock the phone off the hook and hit the speed dial button to my dad. And my dad and my little brother had to go unknot the dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That makes for a great fucking family get together.
It comes up every Christmas.
Does she turn it down this time?
Poor little woman don't even know where she's at anymore.
Oh, man.
I
notice a pattern here because your other story about being walked in on there's a lot of a thread going through there about getting caught.
There's a bad timing thing.
It seems to be a thing. It seems to be a family tradition. I don't know.
how's the stand-up thing going, man?
Man, it's going good. We had a little, we did a play, and so we're getting back into stand-up and having some open mics coming up next month. So I'm excited. I've been having fun. It's just throwaway stuff that I'm getting to do for fun. So you know how it goes.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but this is a worldwide audience that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There might actually be somebody that's not too awful far from you. You want to plug anything?
How far is Sri Lanka?
Well, you can get on my TikTok. I got a bunch of my comedy on there. It's Papa Brock on TikTok.
Papa Brock on TikTok.
Yeah. Grandpa popped at something.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, by the way, I watched Super Vixens Friday night.
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
That was a good one. That was a real good one.
Russ Meyer's like, blood and titties. That's all it's in this.
Yeah.
It's like people dying, just horrible deaths and tits all over the place.
They don't make movies like they did back in the late 70s.
No. But think about it. Back then, that was the only way. Well, I mean, you had if you could steal some porn when you were a kid, sneak a magazine or whatever. But I'm not like getting into a Ron White bit, but I could not imagine myself at 15 years old having a fucking stream of pornography being beamed into my bedroom that I could see anything. That's like,
I'd have never got out of the house.
I would have gone blind. I would have wore my fucking nub down to a nothing. I would have just been like, fuck school. I'm not going to school. I got jacking to do.
I remember back when HBO and Cinemax. Try to sneak in there. So that way you can watch it with nobody.
Yep.
When the parents are asleep and
see a little bush.
Or you had cable in it. It was scrambled. So you could kind of look between the little lines.
Oh yeah. Yep. I see tits.
No. Yep. And then like snowy boobs.
Yep. Yep. Fuzzy boobs, man. That's the best thing in the world. Mm-mm-mm.
Well, Brock, yep. We appreciate you listening, brother. We're glad you got through.
Love the show. I'm glad I got through, and you guys keep it up.
Hey, you.
We try.
Keep up the comics, Sam.
But,
Sam's
getting a little age on him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Might need to talk to your grandpa about that.
We got a voice message for you from you for an upcoming episode. So they'll be hearing from you again. But
Urban Legends, right?
Urban Legends. Yeah. We're going to announce that here at the end, that Sam doesn't know it yet.
Okay.
This is we're going to go forward in
I'll forget by the end of the show.
Yeah, he's drinking. But anyway.
It's coming to fish you again, buddy.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay. All right, Brock, we'll talk to you later, brother.
Break out the champagne. All
right. See ya.
All right, you guys have a good
one. You too.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is the TNA Podcast. You're on the air.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello. Who are we speaking with?
Heather.
Well, you don't have to be excited about it. I'll just lay out because I know you didn't call to talk to me.
It's Heather. Damn it, it's Heather.
So hold on a minute. You're calling in, so I'm going to assume you're not going to comment on our subject.
No, because I don't have any problem with performance ever.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. She's trying to say that she's not old. I was going to say that. It's like you're nowhere near senile, so because you're too young for that. But you just went, I don't have any performance issues.
No, unlike other people, you know, I'm good.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you this. She ain't talking to me. Because she don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Because you don't know.
No.
I haven't started the OnlyFans page yet, so nobody knows. How are you doing this evening, my dear?
I am good. Sitting outside enjoying the weather.
Ha-ha. In beautiful West by God, Virginia.
Yes.
Is there anything that you would like to say, Sam, as you sit over there and look straight ahead going, I'm in pain.
Oh, yeah. I could just reiterate what I said earlier. It's like, I've been on vacation all this time and shit. I had one more day left and she just had to jump in here.
If nobody can figure this out by now, Sam and Heather might or might not work together.
Well, that's, you know, pretty good possibility there. So, and Heather just pretty much constantly gives me nothing but shit.
Well, that's because you deserve it.
Well,
and plus, you're just such an easy target, and it's so much fun.
Mm. Mm.
Well, old people,
I agree.
Like
I 100% agree
on the easy
you.
Part.
Yeah, because you're an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna poke the bear because that's what I do.
From the sounds of it, it sounds like Sam is anything but easy.
Okay.
Wait.
I was waiting to see where Jason was going with poking bears.
Yeah, this is going to.
I'm thinking about something completely
different. This is going to play in really well because the last time we did open lines, Jamie called in and Jamie and Kathy Joe was both giving you shit because I was giving you shit because you didn't call. Well, Jamie let it out that you like the way Sam smells. So, Sam says he smells like regret. So,
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So, inquiring minds want to know. I'm sitting here. I'm not over in his fucking business, okay?
Not yet.
What does he smell like?
Cologne.
Okay. But, I mean, is it?
Is it? The Alonzo.
Is it num num nummy num cologne or
I don't know what the hell it is.
Or is it that's refreshing cologne? Or is it the fuck is that? Cologne?
Okay. you did say it was pleasant. So is pleasant. Is it a that's a good smelling man, or is that a man? He makes me want to go eat some Fruit Loops, or he makes me want to drop his fucking laundry and get after it. What?
I think I'll plead the fifth for this.
Damn it.
Can we shit? Can we do,
you know
can
what
we
it was? Done that again? You know what it was? Last one. Because that's what happens when you plead the fifth.
Oh, there's another dude that shows up, everyone, the UPS dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, you think that, man, she has some sort of reaction about me? As soon as that door opens, oh, Lord, squish.
I'm telling you, man.
He does smell amazing.
See, he smells so good. You can't. She will say it every time. He smells so damn good. Other coworkers are just sitting back here, just giggling. My God,
woman. I'm telling you.
There's people that agree with me.
She's walking from the door over to us, going, "He smells so good." Squish, 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 squish.
Nobody gets more pussy than the Ups man or the Schwann's man. I used to think the Schwann's man is like, I know somebody who does that. And I asked him like many years ago, and he's like, couldn't talk about that. I'm like, dude, I know you get all kinds of pussy, because I can see it. It's like the beginning of a porn. You show up, you're going in these neighborhoods, and you're going to all these mom's houses. They're like, yeah, I'd like to buy some of those, I don't know, cheese sticks, but I don't really have any money. Well, here's a box of them. Get on my wiener.
Got a popsicle you can check on.
He must take alternative payments.
No shit. Be like, man, it's eventually the wife's going to say, how come you're not making any money driving that truck? We're actually paying them. Well,
I've seen her on the opposite side of the good smell thing. Because there was, I don't remember what it was. It was like probably a year ago. There was a truck that came in. The dude had spilled something on that truck.
Shit?
I know. I don't know what it was. It was powerful.
You wasn't driving that truck, were you, Jason?
Ha, ha, ha. She nailed you on that one.
Yep.
But it was, I don't know what it was, but as soon as we open the bay door and his door flies open, it just punches you in your face. And you're going, what the fuck is that? And
there wasn't no squeak. There wasn't no.
No. It was just all. I don't know what the hell that is. That fucking stinks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of unpleasant smells.
Oh, man. So how do we sound to you? We use you as our test, you know.
You sound perfect.
Oh. It wasn't me. It wasn't me she was talking to. It was Sam.
Oh, there you go, clipping. Yep,
that's what I'm
sitting over here doing stuff. And
that's what
clipping.
I'm trying to do.
What the fuck am I doing? I'm just going to start talking like this.
Oh, no. And by the way, you sounded good on your live last night, too.
Oh, that wasn't towards you. Fuck off. That was towards me.
I was listening to you sing.
Well, thank you.
I had better things to do.
I try not to cross promote, but I was live playing music last night. Well,
and I love as soon as you hit the live button, somebody goes, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. I was doing that. You didn't watch it because you don't watch it.
No.
Because you've heard it all and you don't care.
Right.
As soon as I got to where I was going live, I hit the live button and it counts down 3, 2, 1 before it actually starts. As soon as that one disappeared off that screen, I was live, and there's this chick at the fucking pool table that's like 5 feet away from my phone and goes, shut the fuck up. And I mean, it was like, it was out there, and I went, hey, we're Facebook Live. Shut the fuck up.
She's it was like, hilarious.
She's like, oh my God, am I actually, she asked me earlier, she's like, am I on your Facebook Live saying that? And I went, was your face on it? I believe it was just a random voice saying, shut the fuck up.
It was great.
Perfect timing.
I'm entertaining here. I'm entertaining elsewhere. Sam's just smells
sitting
good.
At home.
Just sitting here smelling like all kinds of good.
God, his head's going to swell.
Oh, too late.
Can't get much farther than it is. But I suppose you'll get the pleasure of smelling me tomorrow.
this is getting creepy.
Hey, hold on Hold on a second, Heather. You'll be getting the pleasure of smelling me tomorrow.
Oh my
God.
Drip, drip, drip.
You're such a creep.
Hey, you called. Don't call names.
Hey, I was told to.
Well, let's go ahead and go back and say, when the fuck do you do what you're told?
Well, yeah, you're lucky. Yep. Yeah, you're lucky, because I usually don't.
This is one out of a billion that we've got.
I was shocked to hear.
Yeah, she's good for sending in stories.
I would have called last mm-hmm. time, but I didn't have a story, and I didn't know what to say, so that's why I didn't.
Okay, did you have a story this time?
No, but I haven't seen Sam for a long time, so he has to get some shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I it could have waited till tomorrow, but no. No. Let's just ruin the last bit of Sam's vacation. Let's just jump in there.
The sooner the better.
Just get me warmed up, I guess.
I don't know what to make of all this. He's like, you're ruining the end of my vacation, but you tell me I smell good and I make you want to drop that laundry and get after it. God. But anyway, Heather, we will talk to you later. And Sam, I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Both sounds damn thrilled.
And do me a favor.
Yes.
Quit posting shit on Facebook and going to jail.
I can't help it.
I don't.
Facebook police just do not like my personality. I'm sorry.
You know, and I'm one of the fucking administrators with Jamie. Well, I make it sound like I am. Jamie does everything, but I am an administrator. But when I get these notifications that you've done something, I feel like I'm supposed to be your attorney, and I have no recourse. It's like they don't give you a chance to dispute it. You can try, and then they send it. Go, hey, thanks for disputing it, but she's still out. And it's like, well,
that's
well, fuck
all
you
right.
Then.
I've been in there almost a month, and I've been stocking up on some wonderful things to post. So I'll probably be in there again.
I was going
to
say, you'll mm-hmm. be in there and be like, hey, I made it out. I had a 12-hour reprieve on my prison sentence, and now I'm back.
Rehabilitation does not work.
No, not for me.
All right, darling, we will catch you down the road. Anything you want to say to Sam before we sign off?
No.
Perfect.
Good enough.
Perfect.
We'll see you later.
Fuck off.
See ya.
Bye. Hello, this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
Oh my God, is this Jason and D'Alonzo?
this is Jason.
Yes, it is.
I can't do it.
It is D'Alonzo. Speak to me, mi amigo.
It's Eugene. How the heck are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm hiding in my room. Mom doesn't know I'm calling.
Oh.
Better be quiet. Yeah, be quiet now.
We understand. So, Eugene, this is about sex and senility. How old are you exactly?
26.
26. So, do you have a story?
I don't know anything about either one of those subjects because, you know, I leave it home with my mom. I'm too young to be senile. I had a job at Subway once, but then my speech impediment kept spitting on the food, and they said, get out.
Those bastards. So did you recover from your mom breaking your cock block?
You know, I tried to put it back together, and I couldn't remember how I did it. So I just gave up and built a car.
what kind of car was it?
It looked like the penis mobile from Ace and Gary from Saturday Night Live.
The ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah, those guys. You know those guys?
Sam is those guys.
We've partied with them a couple of times.
No. Not we. So what's your mom doing that you can hide so easily?
I think she's cooking dinner, but I don't like liver and onions. That's gross. Do you guys eat that crap?
Sam eats something that looks like it.
That more like explains a lot. It
looks more like roast beef.
Eugene, you think you would sir, get in trouble for calling?
I'm at the phone. Leave me alone. Mom, not now. Damn it.
Ooh, you shouldn't cuss around your mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't. I'm sorry.
You're going to get, yeah. Bet you put some money in that cuss jar.
That's a great idea, but then I'd be broke.
Won't be able to build that car.
Well, Eugene,
if she heard all the cuss words I said in my head, I'd probably get a whooping.
So Eugene, if you since you're on here, is there anything you'd like to tell everybody out in TNA land? I almost forgot the name of the show.
I wanted to say I appreciate all the dirty stories. And especially a talk about big boobies.
Well, if any luck, we will find you some big boobies. Would that make you happy?
Jinkies.
Okay. Hopefully, Kathy Jo or somebody, Melanie James, somebody with big boobies will call and we'll ask them to do a shout out to Eugene.
Hell yes. You guys rock.
All right, buddy. We will catch you down the road, okay? Don't get caught again.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
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 Hello, this is the TNA Podcast. You're on the air.
Hey, boys. I'd like to remain anonymous.
Oh, it's going to be dirty.
Well, we can go. Well,
it's going to be dirty.
You just keep right on talking. We'll do whatever.
It's going to be dirty.
We'll do anything you want, Miss Anonymous.
So what are we doing tonight, boys?
Sex and senility. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Things
what
you
are
had
you
to,
wearing?
Yeah, things you had to switch up once you got a little bit older.
Oh, gosh, the names. Like, sometimes I forget their name.
Oh, my God. It's like Sam and Jason.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like why I want to call you Daddy.
Oh,
okay. So do you have any, when you do forget, do you have any names that you always fall back on? Like Chuck?
Daddy.
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 Daddy. Daddy. And sometimes I get a, like, I sound like the biggest whore. Sometimes I get like the,
tell
oh, that's
more.
Grossing me out. But then I'm like, okay, baby. But yeah, Daddy's my go-to.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Wait. Shut up, Sam.
Okay. What?
Go ahead and
wait
say
wait a minute.
It.
Let you know, Sam talk.
No. This is
come on, Daddy, talk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's just being completely
talk,
self-serving.
Daddy, talk. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Thanks for that. Go ahead.
I'm waiting for you to talk.
He's stuck. He can't.
Say what?
Yeah.
I made Sam speechless.
Mm. Sorry, I was in a loop there.
He was just playing
on, Daddy.
Daddy.
Tell me what you want to tell me, Daddy.
Oh, God. somebody better say something because I'm going to hang up because I got to go.
Well,
why?
Well,
where do you got to go?
Hey.
I can't do that
Daddy's
stuff in front
talking.
Of Sam.
Daddy's talking over here. Everybody be quiet.
Okay.
Yes, Daddy.
I've forgotten her name. I'll just call you Anonymous.
Good call.
Yeah. I don't know what
usually
else.
Usually my daddies call me Princess.
Oh,
Princess. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Princess. Sure. No.
And Jason actually got to see the pictures. Am I allowed to say this, Jason, or will you rewind?
Sure, it's out there.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Miss Anonymous. Yeah, go ahead.
Jason got to see the pictures of what my last daddy did to me.
Oh, did he now?
Hey, I never
was
asked.
Anonymous being a naughty little girl.
Was I, Jason?
It looked like it.
Oh,
it looked like she paid the price.
Mm.
But
it was a good price to play.
Ass look like that rising sun flag.
Yeah,
I got you.
I did kind of look like the Chinese.
Oh my God.
I did look like the Chinese flag.
Completely red.
There was blood. It took 3 weeks.
My God.
Did you get some bunguent to ease that?
But it wasn't like the butthole. It was just the butt.
Oh, I'm sure it took some damage.
Well.
Oh, it was the front too. Like everything got, because he was into torture.
Oh, okay.
Can I say whatever I want? Can I say whatever words I want to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
He was into pussy torture.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I was drawing the lines at the medical staples.
Okay.
So sex and senility plays no part for you in this.
She said because she forgets the name. So there's the
that's
senility.
About it, right? There's the senility.
I call him Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm still stuck in a loop.
So okay, we're
I can't
here.
Get out.
We're here in this whole. We got to have you on for an episode of S&M or whatever. And you can still be anonymous. But while we're on the subject, how in the hell do you get to the point where you go, you know, I'm good with that? I mean, I'm not being funny. I'm because I'm sure a lot of people are listening to this that you're like, what? Pussy torture? I'm sure that fucker just went by on a motorcycle. He wants to know that too. Go ahead.
If it's done by a professional, pain feels good to me.
Mm. Okay. Did you find this guy on Yelp or something?
No. Can I give a shout out to a new dating service?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Right now. Yeah.
It's Feel, FEELD. And the only problem that I have with it is I currently have like 300 people sitting in my queue. Ooh. that want to date me, but they're all 22 and I'm like, I'm gonna hurt you, like I'm gonna ruin you for the rest of your life, dude.
Yeah. And how much experience could they actually have at 22 years old?
Like I'm a dom. Get the hell out of here. You're not a dom. You're like,
you're a little bitch.
Freaking Tom and Jerry.
No, do it anyway. Be that dark chapter in their diaries they never want to tell anybody about.
I probably shouldn't be telling this online. I'm not really sure how far, like you're going to different countries and I'm afraid you're going to get all bigger and this is going to, but I had one of my son's acquaintances want to fuck me. And I didn't like his mother, and that was the only reason I wanted to do it, so I could say I fucking ruined your son.
Oh my god,
I ruined him.
That poor kid.
Let's the record be straight, I did not do it.
That well, poor kid,
damn it.
But I wanted to.
I totally get that, though. You know, it was like, fuck you, bitch. I fucked your son.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked him up.
Well, we have this, me and my children have this agreement that I'm not allowed to have sex with anybody younger than they are.
Oh,
well.
So, currently, if you're 32 and above, you're free game.
Ah, there you go. Well, 30 isn't bad. In the 20s, for me personally... And everybody, I've had everybody tell me, you're so full of shit. You're full of shit. No, to me, if it's the sex thing, it's one thing to look at a 22 or 23 year old girl, you know, whatever. She's wearing the yoga pants going down the street with, you know, the tight ass and the big titties and all that. Sure, it's great to look at. But if you went beyond that and you were going to do something, there is no experience. There's no experience.
There's not, like, she can't give you a blowjob. She cannot. She can't.
Yeah, yeah. You got to know your way around a wiener to get to me.
You do have to know your way around a wiener. But I do. I just came up with another story.
Oh.
And Jason, I actually think you know this story.
Oh, God.
Well, does he know?
I think that I told you what happened.
But you're anonymous. Go ahead.
Was there pictures on this one, too?
There was not pictures on this one, but this is not senility. This is just, I guess, the perks of getting old.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a divorce, and my divorce was freaking terrible, and it ended with police and everything. It was just a bad scene. So my friend came over to comfort me. I comforted him too, but it was like a week and I haven't heard from him, and I'm messaging him, and I'm like, so finally I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, I had a heart attack after I left your house. I can't make this shit up. I had to have quadruple bypass surgery.
Oh my God.
Yep. Well,
and I'm kind of thinking that, you know, there was probably years of beer drinking and like really bad food. It wasn't me having sex with him.
You knocked something loose.
It wasn't just you really, really knowing your way around a wiener.
You probably knocked that some bitch out of the damn container area, knocked a rib loose or something, and punched it fucking hard or something. You did something.
Well, I was like mad, and I was like you didn't fucking call me. And he's like, I had a fucking heart attack.
Oh my God. That's a great excuse.
As excuses go,
yes.
You know, there's only one better. Nope, I died.
Yep. It's like, and I wouldn't be telling you. Somebody else would have to.
And I haven't been ghosted, but I have been the ghostee. And I kind of just hope that they think that I died.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
There's been times in my life that I've thought, can I fake my own death? But with social media, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, you're pretty too much out there. You can't fake your death. Like I'm in the middle of nowhere. So I think if no one hears from me anymore, I do have people tracking me because I'm.
Well, there's 300 of them right now.
No, I literally have people tracking. Like, I literally have people tracking me.
Oh.
Just in case I come up missing. Then
okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. This is her location.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from her for a month. Probably dead now.
I'm beginning to think Anonymous was like a spook or something.
Yeah. There was like, okay. CIA. She's like, people are tracking me. It's like the government.
No, we're not tracking me, but I do have people tracking me for safety reasons.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Because, you know, you never know. And I'm not in a place where people know me, so I am anonymous.
Or you could be getting your pussy tortured and things could go sideways.
She needs the
in a dungeon.
She needs the latest product by TNA Research and Development.
Yeah, that is
the Fuck Alert bracelet.
Is that a thing?
It will be
as soon as I write the commercial for it.
Oh my God, can my voice be the one? Oh my gosh, I fucked and I can't get up.
Exactly. She knew exactly where I was going to go with it.
It's stuck in my ass and I can't
Wait. We can't give away. We can't fucking jump the shark. We got to work this out. But yes, you could totally be on board.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck.
But we could, you could pay for the, you could pay for like how freaky you are. In my case, you get the deluxe package.
Uh-huh.
See, you're saying this shit and Sam's over going, make a mental note.
Yep.
I'm going to write all this shit down.
Daddy.
Well,
oh, God.
Well, Miss Anonymous, we are going to sign off, but we are sure as hell glad you called.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, you have a wonderful evening playing with each other.
Oh
yeah. Well, it is.
Don't get
that
started.
It is the 69th episode. And I'm on top this time.
It is the 69th. Oh, I'm a little puking in my mouth.
So is Jason. So is Jason.
I am into a lot of shit, but I'm not into that.
Well, that makes two of us. Me, Sam, I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. All right, darling.
Well, bye, Jason. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Anonymous.
Bye. Hello, this is the TNA podcast. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Jamie.
Holy
hey.
Shit. How you doing?
I am doing great.
How's Atlanta GA right now?
Oh, the traffic was fucking unreal, but finally made it. So I'm at my destination for this evening, and then I fly out of here tomorrow for back to hell, back to home.
So
you got any overnight cock lined up?
No, whoa.
I just figured we'd get straight to the point.
Well, I was going to lead into that and be like, well, you've been in Florida for the past, what, 6 days?
Well, this girl don't want to beat around the bush.
Get any strange while you're down there?
I did not get any strange. I was with a group of friends, and I got a little friend was with benefits.
Yeah, she got the familiar.
No strange. So the moral of the story is there was some dick involved.
There was some dick.
So the streak has been broken. Is that what you're saying?
Fucking ass.
Well, we're sure happy about that.
Yes, I am super excited about that. Jeez,
we just had a call that it ended up it's going to be a new commercial after Sam writes it. But somebody who is anonymous, wink wink, somebody who was anonymous said that they get tracked by, I'm assuming, their children or friends or family because they belong to a website. She even gave the name of the website. She's like looking for DOMs and does like the pussy torture and all this crazy shit. But she was like, as soon as Sam, she kept talking about it, and Sam's like, we need to start a new outfit. TNA fuck alert. And she's like, can I be on the commercial? Help, I fucked and I can't get up. It's like, oh, coming soon, don't give it away.
Oh Jesus criminy.
So how was the trip? I mean, other than the wiener part, how was the trip?
The trip was fabulous. I have never been down to the Florida Keys, so we went to, you know, Key Largo, we were down in Marathon, we went to Key West. It was fabulous. I loved it. Didn't want to come home.
I can understand.
I
that
stay down there.
I'm sure it's
just beautiful down there. The views and the food is fucking phenomenal.
It doesn't hurt also that you got some cock.
Damn straight. That's the most important part of the whole trip, I think. But yeah, it just going. Like it added to it.
Nibbing it on butt cake. Oh my God. I bet you heard that about 1,000 fucking times while you're down there.
Well, yeah. And you know, the resort that we were on, so we stayed at an adults only resort, which was really nice because you didn't have those little fuckers running around being loud and obnoxious. Mm-hmm.
Bunch of loud little disease machines. That's what I call them.
Exactly. It was fucking great. And you could sit by the pool and drink. Speaking of which, last night we enjoyed Mr. Roach's music there, sitting by the pool, drinking our beverages.
Another free plug. Woohoo!
Fucking awesome.
I'm playing an American Legion in Gallipolis, Ohio, and I'm getting broadcast to the Florida Keys. Who would have known?
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you what, some of the people are like, who is that? So I had to tell them who you were. And so they're going to be checking you out.
Check for his OnlyFans soon.
Now, seeing as how you got yourself a little bit, and, you know, we don't want to say anything bad, but you're no spring chicken.
I'm talking about young and young.
I'm a couple weeks younger than Jason.
And there we go. So when I would just
old.
You know, so the question is, I mean, you know, when you knew it was going to happen, did you have to do any preparations ahead of time?
I keep myself prepared at all times.
Okay.
She could just randomly walk out the door and trip over a dick and fall on it.
Good to go.
No, everything is prepped and ready to go. I'm not gonna like, oh, just a minute, I'll be right back. No, it's none of that kind of stuff.
No, you didn't pull a muscle.
I gotta go run on a treadmill for 15 minutes.
Didn't eat a banana ahead of time so you wouldn't get cramps or anything.
Oh, I use toys on a regular basis, so I'm still good to go.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. I'm a single woman with hormones. I gotta gonna have my toys available. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did they make the trip today?
Yeah. They did.
Can't leave home without them.
Damn straight. They traveled with me.
Oh, wow.
That stuff was in my check-in bag.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so my God.
You had to run it across the scanner. That is awesome. I swear to God, I would do that.
Was there enough that you could ride in a carpool lane?
If there was ever a chance, I would probably do it to somebody else. But if there was ever a chance, and it would never happen that Sam would ever get on a fucking airplane.
Oh, God, no.
But if he would, and he has a check-in bag, I would get the biggest, nastiest fucking dildo that I could find. And right as we were going in the fucking terminal before we got to TSA, I would find a way to put that in the top of the bag. And they would be like, excuse me, Mr. Hall, you never know. A weapon?
That might turn against you.
This is a 36-inch double-headed dildo.
I told you, son of a bitch. I told you they were going to say something about it.
I guarantee you wouldn't do that.
That's what I get for carrying this shit for you, big pussy.
I took toys with me.
Wow.
I might as well. I didn't know if I was going to get any. So it was like, if I wasn't going to get any from somebody else, I was darn sure in hell going to get it from myself.
Well, you go, girl.
Understood.
I know it.
Understood.
I'm glad it all worked out. So,
it did work out for me.
So, you know, hopefully the friend isn't a fan of the show. So, because then you can answer this completely.
Oh,
honestly,
here we go.
How was it?
Okay.
How was it? Did you do that?
Did I squirt like a freaking faucet? Yes, I did.
Wow. But,
okay.
Wow.
That's commonplace. That's commonplace.
Is it? Will it happen again? Probably not.
Well. Just because of distance or just because you agreed ahead of time this is a one and done?
No, it's a distance thing probably, but there's other issues.
Having the old...
But I wanted... What? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I wanted to call. I wanted to call and share a story with you guys, and I don't know if it really goes along with the topic that you suggested for this whole open chat line thing.
You can,
doesn't matter.
You can say whatever the hell. Trust me, the last one went way off the fucking rails. You say whatever you want. Go right ahead.
Well, because I have text back and forth with Matt Mish for a while, and I shared a story with him, and he's like, oh, you have to share this with the boys.
Okay.
He goes, and it can't be a submission. He says, you have to call and tell them the story.
Shoot. Hold on a second. When you said Matt, I went, uh-oh, am I going to have to edit this? But go ahead.
No.
Since he said share the story with the boys. So go ahead.
Yes. No, he wanted me to share this.
Okay.
He said it was a good one.
Okay.
So I have to share this with you.
I'm so excited. Go ahead.
Oh, she's settling in.
You're settling in or I'm settling in?
I can hear you settling in. I can hear you move. You shuffled yourself around a little bit. Okay, I gotta get rid of
it. I did shuffle myself. I'm sitting out here on the back patio in a lawn chair, so I had to like get comfy.
Make sure your neighbors here.
Well, I don't even know these neighbors. I'm not at my house. I'm at somebody else's house.
So I know that. I know that.
They're gonna get a free show because they're gonna get a good story. Years ago after my divorce, so Matt and I were talking. One of our conversations one night, just random conversations, he had asked me if I was into younger men, to which I responded, not anymore. And he's like, why is that?
He's like, so, boo!
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, buddy. You're out of my age range. But at, you know, when I first got divorced from my ex douchebag, I did date a younger man for a while. He was like 12, 13 years younger than me.
Oh, for a second there, I thought we were going to do some serious editing.
Yep, I was going to have to edit that out. That's illegal.
No, it wasn't illegal. But,
go ahead.
You know, I was 40-ish, 40, 41 maybe, you know, and he was like 26, 27.
Yeah.
So he was a little bit.
Yeah.
he was quite a bit younger than me.
You got that fucking dick and your fucking pound nails with. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we had our thing. And of course, you know, when you're fucking somebody that young, much younger than you, you have nothing in common with them other than pecker. That's all it's about. So it became a whole friends with benefits thing. It was like, hey, you know, I call him up in the middle of the night and say, hey, come over, you know, and he'd come on over, we'd do our thing. And then I'd be like, get the fuck out. And he'd leave.
Okay.
That's all it was. Yeah. Seriously. That's all it was. I always told him that if he ever decided to date anybody, you know, friends with benefits was off the table if he ever found himself in a relationship. And our friends with benefits thing went on for like 6 months or more. And then he found himself in a relationship. So we stopped benefiting together and I moved on to somebody else. So fast forward several years, I met a man that was older than me. His name was Tim. He was a very nice gentleman.
Oh,
I got along with him great. We dated for like a year.
Oh, God.
And him and I had this mutual understanding that we didn't want to, we went out, we did our own thing, didn't really include our kids. I knew about his kids. He knew about my kids, things like that. So we're sitting at this bar one night, having a drink, eating some food, listening to the band. My back is to the door. And you're laughing.
I know what
you know where this is going.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
So I'm sitting there, my back's to the door, you know, listens to the band, and he goes, "Oh," he goes, "shit, my son just walked in." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Your son?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "My son Josh. I've never met his kids before. He's never met mine." And he waves his hand over, and, you know, to call Josh over the table. And Josh comes over the table, and I thought I was gonna choke on my fucking drink, because when I looked up, there stands my friends with benefits that I used to have.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, and I was so impressed because Josh played it off so cool. He was like, his dad introduced him to me and he's like, "Jamie, it's nice to meet you." You know, he shook my hand and
everything. God.
Oh, I was just dying. I just wanted to crawl underneath the table. Seriously.
You get them both.
Well, I already had them both.
Well, so. At the same time. Sorry. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't. No, I'm not into that whole.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, the rest of the night, because Tim kept asking me, "What's going on? What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm okay." He's like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." So,
I'm trying not to die.
Yeah, exactly. He ended up taking me home. And the next day, his son calls me. Josh calls me. He's like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "I knew my dad was dating Jamie, but I'd never seen pictures of her or anything like that." He's like, "Oh, my God." I'm like, "Buddy, I got to stop dating your dad. I can't date your dad anymore." He's like, "No, he really likes you." I'm like, "But that's so weird."
Fuck.
I'm like, "We're a Pornhub category."
Yeah, yeah. Exactly what I'm sitting here thinking now.
You just completed the loop.
I have watched many. Yes. I have watched many videos on that genre.
I'm like, I can't be a Pornhub category. No. There's no way. Can you imagine how Christmases would be? You
know? Oh, shit.
And how long is it going to take before something like that's going to, because Josh is like, "Oh, I'd never tell my dad. I'd never tell my dad." I'm like, "Dude, you're going to be drunk one night and brag to a friend or whatever, or until it's going to come out."
Until dad and son decided to sit down and have a few beers one night and got a little sloshed.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I can't do that. So, I had a father-son duo, just not intentionally. And it's like, so it kind of strays me away from the younger men now, because I'm really worried.
So
did I fuck your dad? Who's your dad?
So I'm wondering, when you told Matt this story, if he was on the other end going, "My God, man, that would be, I can't even imagine."
That's what he said. He sent me like this little video of him, like with his mouth open, like, "Oh,
I can't." That's fucking terrifying and fucking awesome all at the same time.
I'll tell you what, I just wanted to crawl underneath the table. I was like, and the whole time the rest of the night sitting there. I couldn't even focus on what this man was talking to me about. I have no idea what our conversation was.
Okay.
I just kind of sat there going, oh my God, I fucked his son.
Oh my God. I will add to this.
Go ahead. No, ask your question.
No. I was thinking you were talking about how things would be. He would never tell how Christmas would be, on the lines of how Christmas would be. If you had went forward with this and the relationship had flourished, at what point would you be at a family get together and you're in the kitchen getting a drink and Junior walks in and he's over there smacking that ass going,
exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Hey, future stepmommy, get stuck in the dryer.
Oh, Lord.
But well, and then you get to the point. So I've had this question when I talked to one of my female friends about the situation. She goes, I just have one question for you. I'm like, what? She goes, which one was better?
Oh.
I'm like, oh,
oh shit.
Knew it was coming.
What? Well?
Well, what?
Which one was better? We're waiting.
Well, I will say that as far as longevity, the sex lasted longer with the son, but it there was more experience with the dad, so yep. That was kind yep. of yep. a little bit more hotter and yeah.
Shout out to the dads out yeah. there. Woo!
Exactly. Oh. He was a little bit more into the kinkier stuff. Where yeah. the son was just yeah. like,
yeah.
The son just came over and just wanted to, you know, pound it and be gone. You know, it was kind of selfish, hard sex.
Thank you, Jamie.
But the dad bod was like, yeah.
I Jamie, I have to thank you for calling.
What?
Because you went through, you got on a plane this morning, and then you went to Atlanta, and then you got through fucking traffic, and you got to a hotel room just to call us and tell us that story. And,
yes.
And that story will probably be in the top 10 for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Matt said. Matt, yeah. It's a pretty good one.
It is one of those things that people could say happened, but in reality, the chances of that happening are so minute, but you mm-hmm. fucking did it. We had
people ask me, they're like, how could you not know that? Didn't they have the same last name? I'm like, actually, they didn't. So the dad had never married the mother. And so her last name.
This is a perfect storm that this happened.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that it did, because you got to tell us that. And it, and also, I would have loved to have been the fly on the wall to see your face.
Yeah, my face.
He walked in.
Well, but when he walked up to the table and he's like, this is my son, Josh. I looked up and I was like, I know I probably choked on my drink. I swear, I know I did.
But that's not the only thing you choked on.
Yep, but not with her head.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I've had so many, I've had shit like that happen to me more than one, not the father son thing.
Okay. Damn.
Just weird, crazy shit like that. I've been single for a while. So I get all kinds of weirdos and weird shit happen to me when it comes to dating.
Well, I tell you what, go back in that Rolodex and you just keep pulling them out and we're going to keep asking them for them. Okay.
I mean, I already told you guys about, you know, the monster damn fucking cat with the killer claws.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Heard
you got,
about
you got the bat in the van down by the river.
In a van down by the river. Thank you so much for calling, darling. We know you went through hell to get to where you could call us.
Yeah, there was a little slice of heaven in that whole.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Bit of hell there.
Absolutely. There was.
Yeah.
There was. So.
And congratulations on the recent dicking.
Thank you. Thank that you very
wasn't,
much.
That wasn't a father and son.
So far.
At least we know of.
Oh dear God, I hope not.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
Because she gets that RV.
Yeah, because the fucking, it was the son this time. The dad would be like, come over here, come a little bit of that sugar. All right, darling, we will talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we sure appreciate everybody that called in. And if you didn't call in, I got two words for you.
Let me guess.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that wasn't what I expected. Now.
No, suck it.
That's more like it. That's more like it.
This has been episode 69. So what do you think number 70 is going to be?
Fuck, I don't care.
Wait. Okay. Did you just check the fuck out? I mean, I know you ain't been feeling the greatest, but goddamn, give me a bone here.
Excuse me?
Nope.
Oh.
We talked about urban legends. Yeah. What do you think?
That's what I was about to say, the same thing. Urban legend sounds pretty good.
Okay. Okay. When you listen to this, this would be episode 69. If you have yet to hear episode 70, that means it is going to be on urban legends. So you can submit your stories, questions, anything that you have pertaining to urban legends.
Hmm.
Now, that can be anything from, you know, your local cryptids, even. It's an urban legend. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything that's like, oh, the old spooky house at the end of the road. Anything you have like that. Or it could be an urban legend just as, you know, could be Richard Gere with a furry little critter stuck up his rectum.
Hmm.
Rectum hell, damn near killed him.
Hell, I'm stuck in a loop again. I'm gonna have to do a little bit of my age preparedness and put some good lotion, good smelling lotion on my hands.
Good smelling lotion.
Good smelling lotion.
Ooh,
you know what it makes the same sort of noise that Heather does.
Hey, oh yeah, what noise is that? This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall,
and we will catch you down the fucking road, bitch.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch. Give me a drink.